Some first-year University at Buffalo Medical students are spending their spring break this week learning about impoverished sections of the city. The Buffalo Community Immersion Program is sponsored by the UB Center of Medical Humanities, designed to teach students about those living in difficult conditions. We join nearly a dozen students as they conducted a walking tour on the city's east side.
People think it's a bad place. And even the people who live in it think it's a bad place.
Dr. Henry Taylor is a UB professor of urban and regional planning. He led the medical students on a walk around an east side block. It started along Fillmore Avenue and headed down Urban Street. He pointed out blight, from broken sidewalks to decaying homes, burned out property, and debris.
And that they have a powerful effect on the health outcomes of folks.
Taylor describing the conditions within the African American neighborhood, blaming long-time government decisions for much of the blight. The tour is designed to provide a better understanding of real-life issues, as the students will encounter when they begin working directly with patients in their third year during clinical rotations.
These conditions exist because a political decision has been made that this is okay, that this is right.
The students began the lecture at Hopewell Baptist Church on Fillmore Avenue, listening to some parishioners who live in the neighborhood.
I just wanted to come to just give a different perspective because looks are deceiving.
Janetta Odom is with the church. She's hopeful this lesson for the future doctors will teach them to be sensitive to someone's social economic background.
Until you actually lived in a broken home or no water, no light, windows broken, you know, afraid of being robbed or God knows what. It's hard to explain.
I don't think it's really anything you can just learn in an academic setting.
First-year medical student Emily Zoe of Williamsville reacting to the tour.
I bet you've probably never walked through the east side like this.
Yeah, I've never really experienced this side of the city, and I actually didn't know too much about downtown in general, so it was just like a really great experience because you learn about things in an academic setting, and it's very different when you're actually in the community and you get to hear people's experiences, and you know, it definitely will affect how we practice medicine.
We talk in the medical school about cultural competence and the necessity of understanding our patients, not only their cultural and social beliefs, but really their day-to-day lives and experiences.
UB's Dr. Linda Pressar is director of the Center for Medical Humanities. She explained the importance of bringing medical students out of the classroom in their first year, teaching them the human side of life.
Their distrust about physicians and about the medical establishment. They distrust our prescriptions, that they go on the internet and look at side effects. Every drug has terrible side effects. The frequency is very rare.
The week-long program continues today, and students will visit with the Yemeni community in Lackawanna, speaking with Yemeni women about health care.
We will speak to them about their experiences with physicians in Yemen and in the United States, and issues, for example, their discomfort with seeing male physicians.
Students will also visit a mosque, then tour one of the city's poorest white communities in the Babcock neighborhood. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.